Yeah, good morning, Lee.
We had the week off for the men's. They took a bit of a back seat 7 days ago because we had the NWFL Women All-Star Series, and it was a great win too, wasn't it, to the girls, defeating the Southerners on the Saturday, and then on the Monday backed up against the NTFA.
Yeah, a fantastic effort, and every team member played their part, and they were well led by co-captains Lauren Stevenson and Emma Humphreys. And the team was coached, of course, by Wynyard NWFL Women's Premiership coach in Richard Douglas. Just on that, Lee, several players really stood out over the course of the long weekend, including Abby Hoiberg-Cox, Libby Haynes, Megan Gaffney, Nikki Ellis and Emma Humphreys herself. And the team will undoubtedly look forward to receiving the series winner's trophy at the conclusion of the SFL versus NTFA clash on Sunday in Hobart, where the player of the series will also be named. Lee.
Excellent. Great to represent your association, or your league in this case. So NWFL Women 4-4-28 defeated the Southern Football League Women 2-3-15. That was on Saturday at Girdleston Park at East Devonport. On Monday, NWFL 6-5-41 to the NTFA 3-3-21. That match at Dial Park in Penguin. So well done to all and sundry. And fitting that you did mention that it was a great team effort, because there's no I in team, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it was a wonderful effort by the women, who now have the undisputed title as the state's women's football powerhouse, which is really, really good.
It's bragging rights to the girls. So the boys took the weekend off, so they resume this weekend's round 10, and the Burnie Dockers are up against the Penguin 2 Blues this match tomorrow afternoon at 2:20 at West Park, a match where Penguin won last time they met.
Yes, they did, and into the Dockers' lineup comes star midfielder Bailey Bogue, was recovered from a medial ligament injury to his knee sustained back in round 5. Also returning, a former Bulldog medal winner Dylan Smith and tall follower Tyrone Morrison, who were both recovered from injury. Out of the Dockers lineup go Alex Winwood, Lachlan Crawford, Clint Stretton, youngster Seth Campbell, who has been recalled by the Tassie Devils, and veteran Cade Munday, who was a late inclusion against Wynyard. Penguin have opted for an unchanged lineup, despite a mauling in their last match, as the two Blues look to upset Burnie for a second time this season. Given the quality of their ins, hard to see Penguin toppling Burnie at West Park, who sorely missed their injured skipper Jack Templeton. So Dockers for me in this one, Lee.
Had a chat to Burnie Dockers coach Brent Plant a couple of days ago. He's looking forward to getting some personnel back over the next few weeks too. And I asked him about Tom Hislop. He reckons about 4 to 5 weeks with that knee injury. So they'll look forward to have him in the forward line. So you reckon Burnie to defeat the Penguin 2 Blues, West Park tomorrow afternoon. Second game's at the Wynyard Recreation Ground. The Wynyard Cats have got the home game against the La Trobe Demons.
Yes, and after their big defeat at the hands of Devonport in their last outing, Wynyard elevated former soccer player Brody Best, for his senior debut, after kicking 13 goals, Lee, in his last three reserves matches.
Fantastic. He's earned his spot.
He certainly has. Also returning for the Cats are youngster Jake Dixon and coach Bo Sharman, who have both recovered from injuries. Small forward James Allen, along with Reece Laycock, head back to the reserves, while Ren Smith will miss with a broken wrist. The Trobe will welcome back regular senior players in defender Rory Gurr, Jaden Last, Wade Jones and Tristan Weeks, but they do lose vice-captain Joe Robinson and forward Josh Newson, while Dylan Moore and Sam Hill have been demoted. Wynyard will regroup for this match at home and should be too experienced, one would think, for the young Demons, who may struggle to contain Cats forwards Stuart Turner, Sharon Egger, Connor Barling, Callum Kabicki and Zach Marshall. So Cats for me in that one, Lee.
Okay, so you reckon Wynyard to defeat La Trobe and Burnie to defeat the Penguin 2 Blues. Two games in round 10 of the Aussie NWFL, so get out and about and support local footy tomorrow. We've got a big game of AFL down at the Cattery tonight, GMHBM Stadium, and that's between the Geelong Cats and the Western Bulldogs, Kim.
It certainly is, Lee, and the third place Geelong have made just one change in readiness for their showdown with the Bulldogs, recalling best and fairest winner Cam Guthrie. The Bulldogs, sitting nicely in second place on the AFL ladder, have opted for an unchanged lineup, but their defenders face a formidable task tonight as they endeavour to contain the likes of Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron, Gary Rowan and Patrick Dangerfield in the Cats' front half. So I'm selecting Geelong to win their sixth game straight In Friday night's blockbuster at the Cattery.
Yeah, and tonight's game is, what, 20% capacity? So I reckon about 7,000 people there. And they'll all be Geelong supporters, I reckon, there, Kim. Big weekend of Tassie football, isn't it? Tomorrow down at Blunston Arena, North Melbourne, up against the Brisbane Lions. That game has been changed from the original venue, Marvel Stadium, because of the COVID situation. And on Sunday, it's a sellout at UTAS Stadium in Launceston between Essendon and Hawthorn. Two big games.
Certainly are, mate. The Essendon Hawthorn game, not just a sellout, but it'll be a long time since we've seen Essendon at, in Tasmania, so that's going to be fantastic in its own right. And North Melbourne would be hoping for a better return than the draw that they played a fortnight ago.
First time that Essendon played in Launceston too. They've played down in Hobart, but not in Launceston. So if you're going to the game, please take care on the roads and enjoy the footy, whatever you're up to. Kim Miles, always appreciate your time, and we'll touch base with you again in 7 days' time.
Certainly will.